Okay. In Battle Tosis, what was the Gemara? We're in the middle of a list of cases here in the Gemara. All of the cases, and this will continue on to the next Amid, are cases in which we are somehow assuming the woman is not serious about her Kiddushin. And the case we're dealing with is Tanam al Gabi Sela. So if she stops as Tanam al Gabi Sela, say the Mekudeshes. If it's her Sela, then it is Mekudeshes. And if it's El Shal Shneyem, that's an Ibai in the Gemara. This is the... So at the bottom Taisvis had a Kasha and Rashi. Hoya Sela Shalom Mekudeshes, Pirish Pekuntris. The chetzei ra kainala del hachatzer is kaina. V'lo ini hira zaktaisis. Dim kain. If you're talking about being kaina, can you chatzer? My boy sell shal shneim ma'u pshita deino kaina. Kim du chatzer shal shneim? Can I mean a perka meches esmina? A chatzer shal shneim, one shutif can be makna to the other shutif in that chatzer. As we say in perka meches esmina, Amar Rabbi Yane, chatzer shal shnei shutif kaina zem izem. Muki labim. When is If you and I are shutfim in a chatzah, and I want to be makna something to you, when does that work? B'moideid b'teich kupasai shalakeach. That's if it's in your kli, so it's kaina. Avol b'moideid al karka, loy. But not if you measure it out onto, but not if you put it onto the karka. So we see that one shutif can be makna from another shutif, so it's very shvar in Rashi Shita. How could the Gemara have ibaya? By sal shal shneiyem. If b'chatzah shoshneim, there is no kinyan. And there are lefaresh, tohocha, tami, toli, b'kinyan chatzera. Taisis pshat. How do you understand Taisis? There are lefaresh. What's Taisis saying? Tohocha, tami, ain't toli, b'kinyan chatzera. We're not going to make kinyan chatzah. Elok, shesela shalah, samcha daita. If it's her rock, so she's samach das. Or b'shena shalah, loy samcha daita. When it's someone else's rock, she just kidding, she's not saying that. How do you learn Pasha Pshat and Taisis? How do you understand Taisis? What's Taisis talking about? I go over to a woman, I say, I want to be Kaddish with this. She says, put it on the rock. So Taisis says, well, if it's on my her rock, some chadaita. If it's on my rock, loy some chadaita. If it's on Shutzim rock, it's Ibaya some chadaita. But how's she kind of it? What's the case, according to Taisis? How's she kind of? It's almost impossible to learn this Taisis. I mean, to understand Taisis, because there's something missing in Taisis. Taisis doesn't explain what the case is. Now, fortunately, the Rosh, who says the same as Taisis, adds a few words, and then we can understand Taisis. Taisis and the Rosh learn this Gemara. That the case is that you say to the woman, I want to marry you with this, mana. And she says, Tanam al Gabi Sela. And then you, that is the chasn, did not put it on the Sela. The chasn put it into her l'teicheka, put it into her lap, or into her pocket. He didn't listen to her. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns the Gemara, she said, Tanam al Gabi Sela, and he listened. Taisis and the Rosh say, no. She said to Nama Gabi Sela, and he went, he didn't listen to her. He put it into her pocket. Now, Shaila is, when she said to Nama Gabi Sela, was she serious or not? So if she said to Nama Gabi Sela of Hefker, she's not serious. If she said to Nama my Sela, then she is serious, and then it's a chasana. If she said the words Tanama Gabi Sela by Sela Shal Shutfis, that's an Ibai in the Gemara. Does she mean she wants it or she means keep it? But the case that we're talking about, according to Taisis and the Rosh, is that the object was placed into her hand, L'Techeka. And since it was placed L'Techeka, so therefore the Shaila is she Mishata, is she joking, or is she... That's a shame. What did she do with it? If she threw it, so then we know. She didn't throw it. She held on to it. It depends. If she just said, I'm not interested, No, then it doesn't show. Maybe she's afraid if she throws the cash out to pay for it. Maybe her plan is to give it back to him. She didn't do any ma'isa to show that she wants it. That's what he says. The Rosh says, we put it l'techeika, not l'techiyada. She didn't stick out of here. He threw it l'techeika. So the question is, what's going through her mind? What do we assume is going through her mind? So that's Taisus Havana, Taisus the Rosh's Havana of this Gemara. Now, Rashi didn't understand that way. Rashi understood that he put it on the seller. So Taisus says, it's very stark akasha, all the Rishonim ask on Rashi, that what's going on, if you put it onto the seller, Shalshutim, Avad, it's not a Kedushin, so that's the kasha everybody asks. So that we need to come up with some type of Mahalach in Rashi. In Taisus, we have a Mahalach. Now in Rashi, let's get the case straight. He says, I want to marry you with the mana. She says, Tanam Agave Sela. So Rashi says, it's only good if it's her Sela. So when you put it on her Sela, she's Kaina, the Tam Kinyan Chatzar. And everything's fine. The Nidain of the Gemara is, if you put it onto a Sela Shal Shutfim, and if you put it onto a Sela Shal Shutfim, that's the Gemara Shaila, is she kaina? Frak Taisvis, what do you mean? Shutfis, the Chatzah Shal Shutfis is not kaina. So what are you talking about? So the Ran answers Rashi. He says, Kivan denicha labalak nuye. Since this husband wants the chasana, he's interested in marrying her. Achni la makaba isisela. He's makna to her part of the seller. So mamela, the part of the seller where he puts the money belongs to her. So mamela, I mean that's the ibaya. If
she knows this.
Well, she said put it onto the seller shoshneim. She, I mean, she's so much of a lamdin to know it, that's what you want to know. When she says put it on the seller shoshneim, we're misupik. If our das is I don't want to be married, so there's no kasha on Rashi, because then it's not a marriage. If our das is I do want to be married. Now we have a problem with Rashi. If Hadassah says, I do want to be married, so how could it be a good chasana? It's not, you can't do a kinyan with a rak shal shutra. And for the Ran, since he wants the chasana, he's makna to her part of that rak. He's makna to her chelik in the rak. Good question. He's makna to her chelik in the rak. So that's what says in the Ran. Tavni Maluan asks, In Simon Lamed Oiskim, he says, how is she kind of chelik in the rack? What does it help? The Ran says he wants her to be, he's makneth her, but without a kinyan, she's not doing any kinyan, she's just standing there. He's saying, I want to marry you. She's saying, put her on the rack. And he puts that on the rack. She's not doing any kinyan. There's no kinyan at all.
She's holding
the rack. It's not mashma that way. If it'd be in her hand, it's unlikely there would be any baya if you mean kedushin on that. Sela means the ground, really. It means on the rock here on the ground. So, again, the problem is that the Ran didn't seem to fix anything, because the Ran says that inochinami, she can't be kinder with a rock of shutfim, and the case is that he's makna to her a part of the rock, but she didn't do a kinyan. You know, if something belongs to me, if you mafker it, if you mafker it, and then you're doing a chinami, it'll work. That's not the case, huh? If it doesn't say so, it's strange to say. So the Avni Meluim comes with a tremendous chiddush. Avni Meluim says that when you want to do a mitzvah, when your desire is to do a mitzvah, and in order to do the mitzvah you have to be makna something, it's possible to be makna something without a kinyan. If you want to do a mitzvah like kiddushin, it's possible to be makna something to someone else without ever doing a ma'aseh kinyan. Strange thing. the kaina. Well, once the makna could be makna, I mean, why? It's the kaina. Why? It's not a mitzvah for her. It's not a mitzvah for her. It's a mitzvah. It's a ain't a mitzvah vayis a dikah mitzvah. It's a mitzvah anyway. I'll tell you, from his rai, you'll see that he has one makar for this in Shas. One makar is usually enough. But it's such a chiddush. He has a gemara in Bechayris Daf Yud Ches. Gemara says that a man has a shepherd who's a kayin, and the shepherd is grazing with the owner's animals out in the owner's fields. And the owner has a para shabikra, has a cow that's having its first baby. So the Gemara says that if the baby is born when the cow is in the care of the shepherd who's a kayin, that the owner means to be makna the cow to this shepherd. He means to be makna that this shepherd is a kayin. He wants to do the mitzvah right away as a bechor. So his intention is to be makna to him. So Taisus asks, but how is the shepherd kaina? If the shepherd picks it up, he's kaina. But or pulls it, it's kaina. But Taisus asks that does it work without a kinyan? It's in the owner's field. So Taisus says, Bishum mitzvah, Mishabed atzmai beli kinyan. Since it's a mitzvah to give a bachar to a kayan, so even without a kinyan, he's somehow, I don't know what word to use, he's makna the animal to the kayin. He confers ownership to the kayin somehow without. So this is the Avnei Melum's chiddush, and I doubt whether you'll find such a chiddush anyplace else, because it just sounds like a big, I never heard of such a thing. You could do a kinyan without a kinyan. You mean makna something without a kinyan. It's something new. There's a Michas Chinuch. This is the Michas Chinuch style. Those of you who have learned Michas Chinuch, so he likes this idea. This is Avni Meluin. The Michas Chinuch says, "Now I understand what it means." Amira Lagvaya Kamesira Lahedyet. How could it be Amira Lagvaya is Kamesira Lahedyet? There's no Kenyan. Says according to Avni Meluin, it's very geshmak. If you say I want this to belong to Hegdish, you just say it, Amir Lekvaya, so it's Kamasira, so it's like a Kenyan. They start Tuzay for Kenyan without a Kenyan. Right, this is an Avni Meluim, is the type of thing which, if you don't, like, it's hard to believe it says in Avni Meluim, they could do a Kenyan without a Kenyan. What? Without a Maisa Kenyan. Without any, it doesn't fit into, there was no Mashiach, there was no Hagbah, there was no Kenyan Chatz, there was no nothing. What does that mean? If I want to be married to a woman, I could just say, bang, I want to be married to her, so it's nikna. The whole thing is strange. What? The das kinyan is there. And he's not saying, Avi Mulu is not saying that the ring you don't have to do a kinyan on, the ring you have to do a kinyan on, because there's a kasa. Avi Mulu is saying that the chatzur, the sela, you could be makna to the woman. And the mela, when you put the mana on the sela, the mana becomes hazu kinyan chatzur. He's not saying that the ring doesn't need a kinyan. That's exactly the custom, that to be married you need a kinyan, a kinyan keser shtar or obia. But he's saying that to give the selah in order to make the kinyan, that somehow that works. In the Medane Shmuel is the sefer, the only other place I found the teretz for this. I mean, the problem with this Avni Meluim is that he's answering Rashi and the Ran, and we have no other pshat. So in the Medane Shmuel, he says, he brings a raya from the Nesivis that by a chatzah shel shutvim, if one shutif puts something down in a chatzah shel shutvim, the other shutif, that karka becomes that shutif for that period of time. I really have to explain this step earlier. Let's say you and I are shutfim on a chatzer. So let's say I make up with you. Sunday I work with the chatzer, Monday you work with it. So then Sunday it's totally my chatzer, and Monday is totally yours. If that's our arrangement, a shutfim could do that. Let's say I make up with you Sundays, Tuesdays, and Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, I get a field as mine, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's yours. So then if, let's say, a metziah, a hefka thing, a $100 bill blows into the chatzah. The chatzah's kaida. Who's the kaida for? So whoever has it that day, it's totally his chatzah. It's not pshat that it's 50-50 and just I'm using it. By shutfis, we say this braira, that the shutfis could be split. That Sunday it's mine, Monday it's yours. So based on this hanacha, that there's such a thing by shutfis that I could say one day it's mine, one day it's yours, based on this concept, this hanacha, the Madani Shmuel says that if one shutif tells the other shutif, al pitzav asai, put it down on this seller, shel shutfis, they are in effect making up that for this time, this is totally yours. That's really their arrangement. So I'm putting it down, I'm really making up with you that it's totally yours for this period of time. So Meila, that's Pshan and Rashi. That the Gemara has any bayah by Chatzah Shal Shneyam, that when one shutif puts it down, he needs to be machnet to the other shutif at that period of time. What? Oh, so the question then is, why doesn't it work in Bava Basra? By the case of Bava Basra, which I hope to explain. He doesn't explain. But so again, the Avni Mulum's chiddush is that you don't need a kenyan. It's a tremendous chiddush, which it's not such a sad. I mean, Lum has a right to say it, but it's not a satisfying shot. It's too much of a chiddush. Then Yeshua is a little less of a chiddush. He says that by shutfim, if one shutif puts it down on the command of the other shutif, he's makdit him that land too. I don't know if he's thinking about it, but that's what he really means to do. The question then is, if you're going to say that the Madan Yeshua's pshat, so then in the Gemara of Basra that Tosis brings, it should always work by Chatzah Shal Shnei Shutfim. That one Shutfim puts it down for the other one to be kind, it should always work. So Tosis Kasha really, really comes back. So to explain this, I'd like to show you a Rush. This Rush is not on this Gemara, but it's probably the most Mechudishtika Rush in the Masechta and Yisaitistika Rush. If you don't mind, turn to the Rush. It's Simin Chaf. It's an unusual rush. You know, every time you look at the rush, it starts with a Gemara. It's rare that you have a rush that starts with a Shaila. The rush is Simin Chaf. This rush is not connected to any Gemara. This Masechta has Dine Kedushin Tildaf Yadalim and Abeis, then it has Dine Eved Ivri. So in between Dine Kedushin and Dine Eved Ivri, the rush brings something that he saw happen, it bothers him, and a pshat, and what he saw people do. Now, what he saw in the Ashkenaz, what he saw in his countries, is people were very poor. Not everyone, it seems, could afford a chasna ring, or a nice chasna ring. So, what people would do by a wedding is they would borrow a wedding ring from someone else. Sometimes you go to a chasna, you didn't buy a ring. So you go over to someone and say, can I borrow your ring? You lend me the ring. And then I use it for the chasna. I'm a kaddish by wife with it. Does that work? Does that work? Huh? If she's going to give it back, she has to give it back. It doesn't become her ring. It was never my ring. Right? So it's certainly not a good chasna. You understand that, right? I can't use someone, marry a woman with someone else's ring, even if they're lending it to me. And this bothers the Rush. The Rush says, Al ki re'isi ba'ashkenaz, sheregilu l'kadesh b'tabah she'ula. I saw in Ashkenaz that they have this custom, that they are marrying making chasnas with a borrowed rings. Nasati es libi lidrash v'losor, me'ein hergila. Who gave them this minig to marry people with somebody else's ring? L'chayre einam kodeshes. Kivan shekibla atabas adaita shishala, ve'imishala. She's getting the ring kibla with ours, and it's not ours. Ki tzrichala zirul abaylan. Nimsa shekitcha begezel da'cheru ve'inam kodeshes. You're marrying her with something you stole from someone else. I borrow something from you and I give it away. That's gazela. Ve'isi b'sefer hachochma shiyasad rabbeinu baruch mimagensa. Mashakasa mixas b'nei adam. The Kaddish B'tabah She'ula Nireh Delav Shaper Avdi. Rabbeinu Baruch says it's no good. Bala Yitr Kosev Have a Kaddish B'tabah She'ula Ika De Medami De L'Metana B'Nas L'Hazir Ubi She'enim U'Kudeshes. Some who say it's like a Metana B'Nas L'Hazir, which doesn't work. Ikamadi Amar, Stam Shaila Lamid Yoim. Obehi Hanoa Mikacha. And some say that you're giving her the ring, Stam Shaila, 30 days. So when you give her the ring, it's understood that she'll wear it for 30 days, and you're Mikadisha with that Hanoa. And he says, Lo Yavdina Bo'ovda, he doesn't like this, this Heterida. The Rush himself, as you see, has a big arichas on it. I'd like to show you his chiddush on the second column, Omnom Nirali, the top line. He says the following. Let me, before I read what he says, let me just give you a pashut example. Let's say somebody wants to wear a talis. A talis, you only mekayim mitzvahs talis. You need lochem, just like lulav and esrik, you need lochem. A talis has to be yours in order for you to be able to make a bracha on it. If it's someone else's talis and you borrow it, you don't make a bracha, you're not even mekayim a mitzvah. Just if a married person comes to shul, he doesn't have a talis, so even if he's not mekayim a mitzvah, I guess he just doesn't want to, you know, go back to the bachur shadeis without the talis, he borrows a talis. The halacha is that if I go over to someone and I borrow his talis, and he gives it to me, I'm allowed to make a bracha. Why can I make a bracha? How can I make a bracha? It's not my talis. We assume he's giving me the talis that I should do a mitzvah with it. And being that it has to be mine in order for me to do a mitzvah, so we assume he's being makna to me. He's giving it to me, it should be mine. So memela, I can make a bracha. Now, what happens if the fellow is an Amoris? Think about it. You go to shul, you borrow a talis. How many people in your shul know that a talis has to be with a kinyan? How many people know? So you go over to Stam, a person in the shul. It's like, I borrow your talis, he gives you the talis. He died with the previous minion, so he gives you the talis, he says, put it away. Afterwards, he goes home. So then you start thinking, well, he gave it to me to do a mitzvah, so I'm cutting it. But him, do you think he knows that the talis has to be lochem? Maybe he doesn't even know. The Rush here says a chiddush, which applies to kiddushin, applies to talis, that he gave me the talis for me to do the mitzvah. He knows, why am I borrowing a talis? Because I want to be mekayim mitzvah's talis. So even though he doesn't know that he has to be maknit, but since in his das he wants to give it to me in whatever oifen is necessary for me to be mekayim the mitzvah. So that, it's a das, it's an open-minded das, that whatever is necessary for you to do the mitzvah, I'm giving you the talis. So if it needs a kinyan, it's included in his das, the das to be makna. You follow? It's included in his das, the das to be maknit. And the mele, even though he doesn't know it, he's giving it to me b'matana, because he, his mind is to give it to me, I should be able to do a mitzvah.
What if the guy's mefurish that I need to be back in a half hour?
So then we assume he's a matana b'nasla hazin, giving it to me for half an hour, and he's...
The
talis of a shul is a separate inyan. The halachi is that anybody who's a member in the shul is a shutif in that talis. So people who normally daven in the shul and are members in the shul, contribute to the shul, are considered ba'ilim of a shul talis. If he's a stranger from somewhere else, then it'll be a problem, right? To make a brach. But what? Okay, we'll get to it. Let's go to the Rush. Okay, yes. According to this, you don't. According to the Rush, you don't. It's just the Raf for the Milsa. If on the first day of Sukkot, when it has to be lochem, someone gives you a lulav and esrik stoma, you don't need it. Stoma, he's giving it to you to be kind. Let's see the Rush. Omnam nirali. Im yaymer lai hishileini tabas kidei lekadosh bayis isha. Okay, if you say lend me a ring, kilu, you want to just use the ring not for kedushin, then this doesn't apply. But if you say shileini tabas aminas lekadosh bayis isha kidei lekadosh bayis isha, that the havi mekudeshes, the kivan shehishalai adaita lekadosh bayis isha, since he lent it to him adas kain to be mekadosh a woman, Anan sadi, the gomar belibai, litnai lai, ba'aisai lashin shayayah le'inya kedushin, shetayayishu mikudeshes bai. It's an ansadi that he means to give it in whatever is necessary for kedushin. Ki adaita dahachi masali yadai tabas. And listen to what he says. Vim la yayel belashin she'ila, yia belashin matana l'chol ha'pachis ti matana m'nas lahazin. V'havim mekudeshes. V'yiknei min isha v'yazi ben ulai. O yaz ulai damav. Hear what he's saying? It's a big chiddush of the Rosh. Because here, what are you doing? You don't have a mind kinyan. You don't have a mind kinyan. You have a mind just, I want it to work. I'm giving it to you, it should work. And dine mamanis, that wouldn't work. Let's say I'm doing a business deal with you. And I want to do a kinyan, I just want it should work. It doesn't work. I have to actually do the kinyan. By a mitzvah, we assume that when I do it with you, I'm doing it with you b'kahai gavna, that it should work, that you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And in Mele, even if I don't have a mind for L'shem Kedushin, L'shem Kinyan, but since I know you want to do a mitzvah with it, so in Mele, I'm giving it to you Be'ez Ha'ifin Shehu, that it should work for a mitzvah. So that's the way it is by Kedushin, that's the way it is by a Talis, that's the way it is by Lulav and Esrig, that it's an ansadi that the person is giving it, that it should work for Kedushin. Yeah? You mean, is it because he knows he doesn't know what's going on? What happens if he thinks he's a Talmud Chacham and he thinks you don't have to be marked in it? That's what you mean. I'm not sure. I guess you could read into the Rush whichever way you want. Nafkamin will be somebody who thinks he knows the wrong way. I don't know. But you hear the words that it says here in the Rush. You hear? The Rush says, we pass him this way. The Rush says that if you give someone something, l'shem mitzvah, you mean, as long as you know he wants it for a mitzvah, you mean to give it to him in the manner that it works for the Kiyama mitzvah. That's included in your das.
You have to be kind of back.
You would have to be kind of back, but also would be understood. The same in Ansadi. The next, if I lend somebody a talis, then he puts it back in my talis bag, the next day when I pick it up, it's also the same in Ansadi. I certainly want to be Mekayim Mitzvah with it. So maybe I'll be kind of the same way. Let's see. That's a good point. One second. But wait. Matanos Mahasa doesn't work if the man gives it to the woman. You mean a Matanos Mahasa. So here, if it's what? Yeah. See, the thing is, the Rush says Oidamin, which means, see what the Rush's lashon is. Yiknei Midishiv Eziran Olai. Either get the ring back, or Yazal Oidamav, or you can give back cash. Now, the woman can keep the ring, give back cash. The Chazaras Damim Havi Chazara Filur Abanu Pelidum Shem Gliel and Gittin. The Chazaras Dam is good enough. So this is the Rush's chiddush to explain the minig Ashkenaz that you can use a tabas sheula.
He's
the one that got it. What, the original owner of the ring gives it to the man. The man gives it to his new wife.
She gives it back to the man.
No, if she'll have to give it back, then it's matanas lahadze, it won't work. So the man is obligated to give it back or to pay for it. I'll pick Kabbalah, he's supposed to use a ring, don't you know? I've been at a chasna where the chasna forgot the ring. So no one said, you have money, do his money. Take a bilkola from the table and do it a bilkola. They didn't do that. They went crazy trying to find a ring, right?
Well, it is, so they didn't have the money for the ring.
But this chasna also wasn't because they didn't have the money.
Here, give
the money back eventually. He'll owe money. Give back money. He owes them. This is the Rush's chiddush. I think it's clear that this Rush would explain the Madani Shmuel. Madani Shmuel says, by putting a sella al gabe, by putting the object on a sella of shutfis, that the man is being makna to the woman a piece of the karka. That should be hers. Wherever he's putting the money, that should be hers. In the shutfis, that's hers for today. Now, if he's beferish being makna to her, stam would be pashut. The case is not beferish being makna to her. But it's assumed, like the Rush says, it's an assumed thing. I want it to work. I'm putting it down in the car. I want it to work. Whatever it takes. If it takes that you should be kind of the karka, well, you'll be kind of the karka too, with the fact that your objects are being placed on the karka. By regular mominis, by shutfim, where one shutf puts it to be makna to the other, this doesn't work. Because if it's not a mitzvah, we don't assume kinyanim. If we don't see kinyanim, we don't just assume a kinyan happens. We have to see the kinyan for the kinyan to work. We can't just assume the kinyan works. When Shane came by mitzvah, we could assume it works.
He
took the ring of his b'she'ila, he borrowed it. Even though, the Rosh is saying, even though it was b'loshen she'ila, even though he said she'ila, it still there's a kinyan, and even though they don't know there has to be a kinyan. Well, but there is, because hishtamshus. If somebody puts it down for her, see that the Matan Ishmael speaks out. If someone puts it down for her, so that's her apitzavasa. That's her use of it. So she's kind of as a chelik of the shutfis, her day, so to speak, of the shutfis. It's not a problem. The problem is only being mechalik between that and every shutfis. Of mominus, or by mominus, it's not automatic. Yeah, it's automatic. Yeah, he's saying that by kedushin, it's different than the case that Tosis brings on Bava Basra, which is mamon. By a mitzvah, it's automatically being mitzvah. This is a good rush to know. It's a sadistic rush. Every rush is good to know, but this is an interesting rush. In a shul, when somebody wants to use the shul's talis and he's a guest from a different place, he's not a shutter from the shul. The minig is that people make a bracha on a shul talis. Stum, it's the same thing, that when the gabbai, whoever's in charge, gives it to him, it's done al das, then he should be kind of it. It's the same rush. Right? If somebody's a member of the shul, doesn't need the rush. It's his talis, he's a shutif. Somebody's from a different place, stum, we have to go to the same mahalach of the rush. That's the reason people do it. It's assumed that it's done al das to be kainit. That's why the shul has talisim for people. I guess. Amtsasnaz is good by a talis. Like by lulav and esrik, it's good. Just by kedushin, it's a gzeira. But everywhere else, Amtsasnaz is good.
So what?
Unless the shul is makbid, the assumption is it's there, and anybody in the shul could give it. Truth is, it's even a bigger chiddush. This rush is a chiddush. There's really even a bigger chiddush that. Nichalei v'Yisrael delevi mitzvah v'mayinei. And in Shulchan Aruch it says that you're allowed to take someone's talis even without telling him, as long as you put it back, unless you know he's a person who's makbid. But the assumption is that if to use someone's talis in shul, you can take it even without telling him, and this whole Torah applies even then, which is a very big chiddush that he's really nicha. If anybody wants to come and use my talis, so he's makna. We discussed once about, that was a different issue, about, in which case do you mean? I'm not sure which case you mean. When somebody gets an aliyah, if someone gets an aliyah, somebody goes over to the Yamid, so if you take a shul talis, you go over to the Yamid, you make a bracha. Pashtus, you have to make a bracha. Kavet Tzibur, but it's your talis, you remember the shul. You're putting on your talis. Pashtus, you should make a bracha. If I ever daven in a shul and I use, I normally have my own talis, but let's say Erev Shabbos Mincha, use a shul's talis. So I do an atifa, I make a bracha. But most people don't. Most people just take its stama. So your stama, if you're not going to make a bracha for Mishnah Berurah, it seems it's better not to have a mind not to be kind. If you're not going to make a bracha, to go. I remember once Rav Moshe said that in yeshiva in MTJ in Staten Island, He told the Barachim, when you go up to the Yamid, you should do an Atifa and make a bracha. And later there was a tumult because the Barachim went home and they did it, or you know, wherever they were, and it became, there were complaints, you know, they're doing Meshuggah thing, you know, he's making a bracha. So Rav Moshe afterwards said that to go to a place where nobody, where everyone thinks that you're strange for doing it, that they better don't make the atifa, don't make a bracha, just have in mind not to be kind. Just probably what I told you that. So you know, not machuyit to be kind. I'm for yamid, I'll cover it. Not machuyit, but you're missing a mitzvah. You're missing out on the mitzvah. So so I don't know what. Stunned. When I was here in the dorm, there were a bunch of us who used to make a bracha down for Yom on the Talis. An Atifa and a bracha. It came up when I was in Oval in Camp Agudu. I used to daven Mincha Erev Shabbos. So that was the only time I can remember that. I used the recent years, I used somebody else, the Shul's Talis. But I made an Atifa, I made a bracha. Mishnah Berurah rather says me, what? I did that Mincha Erev Shabbos when it was early, when I was by Mincha Gedayla. We did Mincha Gedayla. But Mishnah Berurah says when you go over to the for an Aliyah, you shouldn't do it because it's Tirchid Tzibura, so you do an Atifa. Mishnah Berurah says Beferish that then you shouldn't. Alright, anyway, this is the Rosh's Chiddush, and this all connects here to the Avnei Miluim and to the whole sugya here of mitzvah, having an automatic king. Okay, let's see another piece of Gemara. This rest of the Gemara all the way through is all very similar cases where we're holding Tehskadishli Bekika Tadeo Lekelev Einu Mekudeshes. So this one's pretty clear, right? You go over to a woman, you say, will you marry me with this ring? And she says, throw it to the dog. So it's Pashit that she's making fun and Einu Mekudeshes. Haya Kelev Shalah, it was a kikar and it was her dog, the Kodeshes. So she wants to do it. What's she Kodeshes with by the dog? With the kikar or with the hanor that the Kelev is eating the kikar? The money she saved. So it's just the money. The money, so it's not with the kikar. It's with the hanor that the dog is eating. Got the stump? I'm not sure. Is pshat that she wants it to be her kikar? I'm not sure. Right, either way, it's a kedusha. What? Yeah, when did she make the kinyan for it to be hers? The dog eating it. If it's her chater, the dog's mouth is not a chater. If it's her dog, dog can't be kinyan. Dog can't make kinyan. No. No, chutzur has to be mechubal karka. Has to be, even the cellar has to be underground. Has to be. No, it's kashli bekikar. All right, we're going to get to the issue of din arev is going to come back soon. Mistam, this will be tali and that. Let's hold off with the question. Kelav ratzach reha mahu. If a dog is running, by Reb Mari, Kelav Esach Reh Ma'u, Ba'hu Anah De Kamatz L'Nafsha, Mino Gamro Makni Lay Nafsha. She says, throw it to the dog, she really means it. Adol Matzi Amar La, Midei Reis Echi Yuvim Mechavis Atzulon. Big deal, you have to save me Min HaTayr. Teku. So what's the Teku? What's her Das in this case? Eskachi Li B'Kikar, Tenei Lo'ani, Einu Mekudeshes, Sefer Lo'ani, Asay Mechaloh. Even if she normally gives the ani money, it doesn't matter. My tama amrulei, keichid mechayvi be'ana, hachi mechayves be'at. Hogavra, another case. These are all. It's a little unusual. We have a tremendous arichos here with a number of cases where she's not serious. Hogavra dava kamizabin chumri pischaisa. He was selling some type of a something related to necklaces. Pieces that go on the necklace, it sounds like from Rashi, pieces of tin that go on the necklace. So does Rashi mean it goes on a necklace? Maybe not. Rashi just means the person who sells it carries it on the neck. What does Rashi say? Chumri, butainish, sha'isin shel bedil. These are some tin pieces. V'chayrzin harbei mehem b'chut echa. They attach many to a string. V'ayis nice to come in a knock. They make it into a necklace. V'naisin v'tzavarei and limkar. They carry it around their neck to sell. So the thing itself is something like buttons. They just carry it around their neck. Okay. So it's like buttons. Putinish. What? The Lazi Rashi says buttons. Oh, very good. Okay. Kaftarim. So they're buttons that he's carrying around on a string, and she wants to buy it. Havli chad shucha. So that's why Rashi mentions the string. Because she says to him, give me a string full of these buttons. So, Amalai, Yavilach Mekudeshasli. Is it a deal? You'll be married to me? Amalai, Hava Miyava. Just get it. So what does that mean? Amar Rav Chama, kol havamiva lav kolon. Kol havamiva is nothing. Now we're going to have a bunch of similar cases. Amar Rav Hahu gavra dava kashasi chamra. So I was drinking wine b'chanusa in a store. Asi yuhit sa amar lei havli chad kasa. I'd like a cup of wine. Amar la yavim alach b'kodeshesli. Amar lei ashkri yashkin. Just give me the drink. Amar Rav Chama, kol ashkri yashkin lav kolomu. Chama was on the spot for all these cases. He was removing dates from a tree, from a palm tree. Give me two dates. Here's Rav Zvid. So all these cases, making fun. Why do we assume he's making fun? I guess the Lashon Hava Heve is like, just give it. So that Lashon is making fun. You buy a loop. What's she saying? In other words, when I say making fun, I mean she's making fun of his request for kedushin. She's dismissing his request for marriage. He says, "Listen, I just want a drink. Why are you talking to me about marriage?" Right? So the Gemara is Nibayim. Yibayilu. Have Ashki Vishadi Mao. What do you mean? Is it because she said a double lashon, have a miva? She would just say have, or ashki, or shadi, that would be the din. Amar avina mukudeshes, or sam baraks, amar taga damalka ena mukudeshes, taga damalka is lashon shvua, shenam mukudeshes, lachasa ena mukudeshes. Why not? Why is have not a good lashon? So tap taisvis. Have ashki vishadi ena mukudeshes, in timer. Migora mitain mois laplaini de mukudeshes. Chotu shabaris tenli. Taisa says, well, what's wrong? If she just said, have, give it to me, why isn't it a good condition? If she would say, give it to someone else, it would be a good condition. She says, give it to me, why isn't it good? So here, to answer this kasha, we have a machlekes rishayim. Let's learn Taisa's, and we'll see how the others answer. Yesh laima, Taisa's answers. Shani hacha, de me'ikara haisa she'eles, shalei b'teres kedushin. Here it's different, because originally, she didn't mean kedushin. Originally, she said, "Just give me something to eat, give me some buttons." So, what's Tosfos to say? What's the nakuda here? What's the nakuda of this amid? Anybody? What Tosfos is saying? What's the nakuda of this whole amid? The nakuda is that meikara, she asked for it for free, without marriage. And now, when she says have, she's reinforcing what she said originally. Right? That what Taisus is saying? Right, you're up to Taisus. I don't know if everyone here learned Taisus yet, huh? You learned Taisus yet? It's not a complicated case.
What
she's saying
is going on her first date.
It's going back to her first date. Why should we assume that? Why should we assume it's going back to her? She asked for it for free. And he said something. And now she says, have. So we assume it's going back on the first date. Why? Because, so what does it mean we assume it's going back on the first statement? Some dipshat is, we have, this place means it's an equal suffix.
Why should it make a difference if she's saying it first or not? Saying it's going back, you could assume. she's saying something and she's accepting.
Maybe have means I accept. Huh? Yeah.
She
in what
said,
way?
Give it to him. She said the fish. I'll be mekazri if you give it to him.
Right.
So the fish says, give it to me. And we had before in the daf ches. She said ten from the plane. Same in kedusha.
She said.
Same with plenty planes and in kedusha. The only why I work, the reason why I work on that zayin is because she's saying do it after the fish to in kedusha.
Yeah, and the case where he says. Where he says, be married to me, Yavim Alach Mekudeshes. So she says, have. Why would be by Dinei Arif? If a man comes to a woman, he says, Hariyat Mekudeshes Libet Abazu. And she says, give it to Pliny. Because it's dismissing, because it's Teman Ala Pliny. Yeah, because that's dismissing. But when she says, give it to me, why should I say she's dismissing? That's what bothers Taisis. Right? She's not making. She's saying, "Give it to me." So Teretz is I'd like to make her a kamer. Now, what you're asking, I'm not sure if the answer is that we have to know for sure she doesn't mean kedushin, or if we don't have to know for sure, just it's not enough of an indication that it is kedushin. Right here. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back to this tomorrow. The Rajba disagrees with Taisus. You should see the Rajba. And there's also a whole sugya of Arif here in the Ran B'Shem Ramban. All the Rishayim talk about Arif. So this is something which I'm going to come back to. What I would like to do.